Hi, Marky.
I give good sound because
they're all out.
It's on the wrong side. Can't see yet. Can we get on the other side, Mr. Deaver? That's it.
On your very own personal car, sir.
Let's go find where we are.
This way, sir. You gotta look this way.
There's Velcro.
Drill it on. Where's the screwdriver?
Aren't you going to get down on your hands and knees?
It's all there.
Have you decided to cut the defense budget, Mr. President? And if so, by how much?
This is a photo op.
Let me answer any questions you may have with just one statement on that. All of the things that I've been reading about this, which are obviously based on leaks, those leaks are without any solid foundation.
Well, give us the story.
We are still in the basis of negotiating, or not negotiating, that's the wrong term to use, of studying the whole package is what we're going to present to the Congress.
Well, are you going to cut, Mr. President?
That your entire budget process is bogged down with a paralysis because Weinberger won't give anything.
They must have just caught me asleep at a cabinet meeting. I wasn't paralysis.
But isn't it true?
Are you going to cut?
Isn't it true that Weinberger hasn't agreed to give what the budget cutters want him to give?
I told you. We are all of us in the cabinet. We haven't heard from all of the members of the cabinet yet. We've been working at what is a very complicated task and a very large budget, and we're still working on that. And as soon as we're prepared to go to Congress with one, we'll go up there.
But are you going to slow the rate of growth in defense, Mr. President? Are you going to slow the rate of growth in defense?
There have been proposals with regard to the defense budget also, and already there have been certain things that have been dropped from that budget.
Well, is your goal still to cut the deficit by $100 million, that is, in half by 1989?
Yes, to go the 4.32% of gross national product with regard to deficit.
Can you really get any more out of domestic spending? Can you really get any more out of domestic spending, Mr. President?
Again, I'm not prepared to answer on the figures, but yes, we are making progress.
When will you decide on defense?
I wish I knew. You wait and you hear everybody's input. And, so far, with the scheduling of the day, you come to the end of a meeting and you haven't resolved all of the issues yet.
You don't have any more meetings.
Goldwater's mind on the MX.
No, but I'll keep working.
Can we give the Vice President his plate now?
I want to give the Vice President number two, if you don't mind.
We've got it. Thank you all for all you're doing. Thank you.